Okay, Boker Tov Rabotai. Today is Yom Chamishim Shabbat Kodesh, Tu Bishvat. Leseder Yitro. We are on page Kuf Chavzayin. Okay. Achrayut al Kiyum HaMitzvot. Person has to take responsibility when it comes to performance of the mitzvot. Derech b'nei Adam li'zaher yoter b'mitzvot lo ta'aseh me'asher mitzvot aseh. In general, Chacham Tzion says that it's easier for people to be careful about mitzvot lo ta'aseh than mitzvot aseh, because, you know, lo ta'aseh, you're afraid. I'm saying if I transgress it, I'm going to get punished. So naturally, people are more afraid of punishment than they are into reward. Ki kashe la'avar al mitzvot Hashem kum va'aseh. Right? When you transgress in aseh, lo ta'aseh, you're actively rebelling against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's not okay.
ובפרט אותם שיש בהם עונש מלכות, מה שאין כן במצוות תעשה שביטלו בשבע אל תעשה, ואין להם עונש בידי אדם, מצוי יותר הזלזול בהם.
As opposed to transgressing or not fulfilling מצוות תעשה, that doesn't really have any punishment, at least not any manly given punishment, so people aren't as nervous to transgress those.
ועל כך אמר רבנו יונה בשערי תשובה, שיש בזה דין נידוי, שרק כתוב, ארור אשר לא יקים את דברי התורה הזאת לעשות אותם.
The Torah curses one who does not fulfill the mitzvot of the Torah.
שאם בא לבטל מצווה מן התורה, עובר על איסור.
Person who trained, even if you don't do a mitzvah, you didn't do anything, you didn't transgress anything actively, just passively didn't מקיים מצווה, you have transgressed an איסור תורה, ארור אשר לא יקים את דברי התורה הזאת. Cursed.
ומפסוק זה למדו. שאחריות על קיום המצוות אינו רק חיוב עצמי לקיים בנאמנות כל פרט מדיני התורה, בכדי שיצא הוא ידי חובתו, אלא גם שיאכפת לו מאחרים, כמובן בשערי תשובה.
It's not only our own personal responsibilities to fulfill the mitzvot, it's also our responsibilities to make sure others around us are being מקיים את המצוות as well. We have to be מזכה others, just like הקדוש ברוך הוא מזכה אותנו. רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך הרבה להם תורה ומצוות. So now we have to make it our business that not only are we being מקיים את המצוות, but others around us as well.
I saw a funny thing a few weeks ago. This is actually a true story, but they made a meme out of it. There's a guy walking in the city, and I guess he walked by, a firm guy, I guess he was wearing a baseball cap or whatever, he walked by a Chabad tefillin stand. And the Chabadskers called out to him. They said, did you put on tefillin today? Are you Jewish? Did you put on tefillin today? And he looked at him like kind of like with a look, with disregard, like, yeah, meaning like, get off my case. So the Chabadskers quickly, they chapped, and they looked at him and said, on how many people? You chap? No?
So he was a tefillin guy?
No. They saw that they dropped the ball because they asked this guy if he put on tefillin and he says, yes, he did, because he's from. So then in order to save face, they said, on how many people? Good save. Anyway, bekitzer, cute save. Whatever. You don't have to be Chabad to put tefillin on other Jews. You know what I'm saying? You can be any Jew to put tefillin on any Jew. And be mezakeh otam, you know, to do arba'at aminim, to eat matzah on Pesach. It's not a Chabad thing, it's a Jewish thing. They just do it a lot. You know what I'm saying? So, kitzer. Now, says that's cute. It was a good save. They had the last word. Now, ki nitchayev hanivra liot tzir ne'eman ve'eved maskil bechol melechet avodat adonav.
We are tasked with being faithful in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
והפועל הנאמן יהיה מהיר במלאכתו וישגיח על מלאכת הפועלים חבריו.
Part of being a trustworthy, good worker is not only doing your own work, but if you're working as part of a team, is making sure that your teammates are also doing their work as well. That's part of being a מלאכת נאמן. You know, sometimes you go to companies or hospitals or whatever, you see, worker of the week, worker of the month, whatever. How do you get worker of the month? Not only working hard, but like you're holistic. You're like,
You're not only in your Dalet Amot, you're making sure everything else is working with other people as well, says Rabbi Yonah. Are your friends working hard as well? If it's not, you know what I'm saying? You could be the best worker in the world and you could be like super productive, but if your colleagues, if your teammates are slacking off, holistically, productivity goes down. You want it to be done straight, no deviations.
ארור אשר לא יקים, אדם שלמד בשנה ולימד לאחרים וקיים את התורה, ויש בידו כוח להחזיק ידי העוסק בתורה ומצוות ולא החזיק, הרי הוא בכלל ארור אשר לא יקים.
A person who learned, reviewed, taught the Torah, מקיים the מצוות, but he has the opportunity to make sure that others do the same, and he doesn't use that opportunity, says Rabbi Yonah, he is cursed.
If someone has someone's very good at teaching Torah and they go to work,
yeah, I don't know. Again, parnasa is a different thing. Not always, you know, even if you go to work, that doesn't mean you can't teach Torah. That doesn't mean that there's not a night seder. That doesn't mean that there's not Sundays. Nachon? You're making it, you know what I'm saying? Like, black and white. You know what I'm saying? Balabas, ama'aretz, afar. Talmid Chacham, Rebbe, whatever. It's not always just that or that. You know what I'm saying? You can be a balabas, but a bentera. You could be a balabas and a bentera who teaches Torah to others. Ah, you work. Hey, wait, so did the Rambam. You have what I'm saying? Ikar v'tafil. Kol she'ikar v'aimot tefila, mevarech ala ikar ufoter et tefila. The question is, what is the ikar in your life? If you're a balabas, that your balab, you know, your balabatishkeit is your ikar, right? Your work and your vacations and your, you know, your just, your materialism, your afar is the ikar, so your afar. If your ruach is the ikar, yeah, I gotta work, because you know something? You know, I have to be mfanis, malasot. But at any given moment, I'm trying to learn, I'm trying to daven, I'm trying to learn Musa, you know what I'm saying? Things like that, then you're not categorized as a classic balabas. You're categorized as a ben Torah. You got the difference? Some ben Torah need to work, some ben Torah are supported by others. There's different kinds of ben Torah out there. What's called in Yiddish a grubba balabas, a fat, thick, coarse balabas, that I don't necessarily mean fat by like physically fat, you know what I'm saying? But like, you know, some people are just thick, heavy balabatim. No, right? Because you're not exposed to them, I know. But what it means is like a balabas, coarse, no, unlearned, rough, a coarse balabas. You talk. No cheshek for limud, no real cheshek for tefillah. It's like, you see that his desires always gravitate towards the material. The house, the car, the vacation, the status, the weddings, the neighbors. You know, all what, you know, keeping up with the Jonesians. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are they gonna say? You know, all these things. John Zadeh. Anyway, the kids are all these chevra. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see where a person's mind gravitates, as opposed to ben Torah, even if he works. But that's not what makes it for him. Okay, Nagid, he goes on a vacation, but that's not. His mind is always on the tefillah b'tzibur. His mind is always on, you know, his chavrusa, and making sure the chinuch habanim is good, and the chinuch habanot is, his mind gravitates to other things. And like, I'm going to take you on this super cool vacation and exotic and whatever. He's like, okay, it doesn't really talk to him. It becomes much easier to categorize what kind of person you are. be more in touch with your ruach and less in touch with your adama. We're comprised of both. You know what I'm saying? Some people, you look at them, you talk to them, you see the afar. You know what I'm talking about? You see the adama. You see, whoa, yeah. You are just a rock. You know what I'm saying? Like dirt. You can tell that he's just adama. And other people, you can see that they're ruach. You see, always striving, always more. You talk to him about, I got this new car, I got this new device, and he's like, okay, great. You know, but it doesn't register, because what? If you try to impress ruach with adama, it's not going to help. That's the difference between... Not every Ben Torah learns all day long. Every Ben Torah wants to learn all day long. Not every Ben Torah can. And even for the ones who can't, that doesn't necessarily make them less of a Ben Torah than the ones who do learn all day long. It's what your she'ifot are. It's what your goals are, what your aspirations are. That is a big deal. Verstehst? Yom Tov.